Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Hump Day, everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Wednesday. No Jay Foreman today. No Austin. Austin with the family. Jay Foreman out handling business. It is the Harrison Arns sitting in. H.A., what's happening, baby?
Doing good. This is day one of two, by the way, as well. You'll get me again tomorrow, so it'll be good.
We do okay. Mm-hmm. You and I do okay together. We
usually find ourselves in a rabbit hole by the end of it.
But... I literally told Strick, I have no, like, literally, I can make a plan for conversations that are going to happen, but we end up all over the place, so there's no point in me telling you, hey, we're going to cover the Olympic basketball. No, you know what? We may get there. We may not.
Mm-hmm. If not, we're definitely going to have Turk out because he's got to explain Team Canada here.
Right. We are in a car with a tank full of gas and no map. Right? We are just going to be all over the place, and that's kind of how it needs to work. I want to thank our friends at the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese beef, the best. The best of all cuts. Please find your way. To the Mercado. It's great grilling weather. So if you're looking for what you're going to do, what you're going to have for dinner, the Mercado. It's what for dinner. You can, in fact, go through and get yourself. Have you gone to their restaurant?
Yeah, I've been to Mercado a few times. Usually I'll just go there. They got underrated seafood as well. If you like seafood, they got that as well.
It is the hookup. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely the hookup. So 402-464-5685 is the starter Heyman text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, please do. I think we have some tickets for the Salt Dogs somewhere that we're supposed to be giving away. We'll do that as well. We also have a BP with DP coming up on a Friday. So if that's a thing you're interested in, we will work on that as well, getting you a chance to get in. Harrison, have you gone down and take swings with us yet?
Not yet.
Haven't done that yet.
No, I've yet to go swing.
Oh, bro, yeah, we're gonna take care of that.
I could use some sun out there. So you know what?
We're gonna take care of that. Like that needs to happen.
All right, we'll go swing.
All right, get you some swings and let that happen. Couple of things in the big news department. Of course, Nick released today the high school schedule for Friday night, and the schedule looks fantastic. Several rivalry games sitting up in it. Is that you or me?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that noise is right there.
Like, I don't know what
something,
that is.
Something squeaking.
I don't know what that is. Is maybe that's the level?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll work through it here. I'm trying to think of what could be causing that echo there.
Yeah.
It's not scraping up against your computer there. Is
no.
What's going on?
No, there's space. Right. So that's not it. And I thought, okay, well, DP, what are you doing? There are a couple of things that on the schedule as it pops up, most Friday nights from now until state championship weekend, we're going to have Friday night Lincoln High School football, various sorts, different rivalries, et cetera. The one exception is that I can speak of is the first Friday in September, because that is NFL season, and that is the first, that is game two of the NFL regular season. They're playing a game in Brazil, and it's on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. That's the, we got Eagles-Packers, right?
Eagles.
That's Brazil.
Eagles-Packers. And, just to say to people, I kind of understand that that's pretty cool and pretty big deal. And then college schedule, NFL schedule, and more of what I figured out was that our broadcast partners focus on the Raiders and the Cowboys. But in my mind, the way that I saw the schedule, and remember, I'm a DC kid at heart. And so there are two games where the Commanders play the Cowboys. And so in my mind, I'm just thrilled that the 10-year-old me, if I'm having a conversation with 10-year-old me and to tell him, hey, bro, you're going to own your own sports radio station and your team's going to be on it. Like, shut your mouth. You shut your mouth, you liar. That what? Why would you tease me like that?
That is probably peak. You like, go. Especially in your background, sports guy.
Listen.
That's exactly what you want to do when you're kind of younger getting into there.
Listen, they sent the contract, and I'm telling you, I was 10 years old. I was 10 years old when I saw it on there. It didn't matter who they were playing. It didn't matter. Right? And I haven't even looked to see. As a matter of fact, I probably should look and see whether the Commanders or Panthers are on the primetime schedule otherwise. Because the Panthers would rate too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in full, I be totally honest. My friends are talking about their travel schedule for the year, and these games came up. And so I said, well, you know, not for nothing, if I'm going to go watch NFL games, I kind of know what I want to see. I'm looking at, that's preseason. And quite frankly, Monday night, September 23rd. The Bengals and the Commanders. Now, I don't care what anybody else says. That's me getting to produce a Commanders radio broadcast. Like, that's just, oh my goodness.
That's pretty, you know, and I'll say this much too. The Commanders, they might be fun to watch this year. They could be a league pass team. Warren Pearsonell was on that big time the other day saying that's the team you might want to keep
an eye on. They're a sleeper. And the reports are is that Jaden Daniels is this year's CJ Stroud. And the fact that, by the way, they have weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And you went and got, again, we keep talking about young quarterbacks and what it takes. And the fact to have a running game and then have a running back out of the backfield with two good tight end receivers and a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver in McLaurin. Also, November 14th, Thursday night against the Eagles. So again, that's four games, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
So then it struck me. When the Bears are on national TV, are you happier or more bothered? Does it stress you more?
Yeah, it stresses me. Like, I can't count how many times. Usually it's going to be the Packers are on there. It's a big rivalry game. Just hasn't gone in our favor. When the lights are on or the lights are off.
Yeah, we're not good at that.
Yeah, it's been tough. I do get excited. There's always been an opportunity. It's just bit me in the butt just about every time so far. But no, it's definitely exciting. Especially this year, the Bears are going to have a good chance to get some good nationally televised games here.
What about the Huskers? When Nebraska is on national TV, so week two, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
they're on national TV, and it's here.
Yep.
It's here.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. In order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does that make you more nervous, more excited?
I usually get more excited. It's going to be electric. I think with the Huskers, I'm a little more willing to drink the Kool-Aid, which is just tough to say. Like, I get less nervous. I really start to buy into it that it's gonna happen. But I think regardless, anytime you get national buzz around a college game, whether you're nervous or not, it's always way more exciting. Like, college football's got that atmosphere to where I don't get too caught up on the peer pressure of having everybody watch on national television. Like, we've had that with some of those week zero games when you're kind of the only game on there. That's just built for the hype for me. NFL is just different,
right?
Just with the Packers, you know, on the time, Rodgers would always say something to the rest of the crowd. It's just extra layer on top of the Packers in those nationally televised games. But with the Huskers, definitely just adds the environment. And Colorado, I still can't wrap my head around what is Lincoln, Nebraska going to look like when Colorado rolls through town.
There are several answers to that, and none of them are appropriate.
That's fair.
None of them are appropriate.
Like, friendly.
Like, literally, like, I mean, seriously. Okay, text line, feel free to join in. What's the word that comes to mind when you say Colorado's coming to town for primetime football against the Huskers? What's the one word that comes to mind? Like, in your heart of hearts, if you just said, what's it to define downtown Lincoln and Memorial Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
We know that there'll be some zestiness, right?
Yeah,
we know that there are people who really don't like each other,
mm-hmm.
authentically don't like each other, right? We know, like, Husker fans don't like the Buffaloes.
Yep.
Buffalo fans don't like Husker.
Encapsulating just the Husker fans or everybody, the embodiment of what the attitude of everybody in Lincoln is.
A description of Lincoln or Memorial Stadium that day. And S Show seems to be the one that comes to mind from Pandemonium.
Yeah.
Bleep Show. Like that seems to be right.
it's depending on which side, daunting, unrest, civil unrest, we're gonna pick through. It's gonna be it's gonna be interesting.
Oh man, it and it's funny, without any provocation, mm-hmm. S Show is
well, there's a lot of people that went to Colorado last year, and you get some of those stories, you know. It's maybe a little bit of revenge, hoping for some of that. When that's in the air, it's gonna have to put a layer on it.
I can tell you that I kind of went in blind,
mm-hmm.
or not blind. I just was an empty plate. I was an empty canvas. I was a blank canvas going into Boulder because I wanted to see it authentically as it is, rather than all the hype and, you know, all the stories of how negative and how nasty. Because quite frankly, I hadn't heard Husker fans talk about opponents' fans talk about anybody the way they talked about Colorado.
It's different.
Right? And mm-hmm. so is text on, let me know. Is that the most venomous? What fan base do Husker fans bothered by the most? Because I don't think it's Iowa fans. I don't think that, like, I think there's.
I think they're still holding the flag, but it's. There's two culturally similar to where it's hard to have that same kind of disagreement. Like with Colorado, it's just a different world out there. Even though it's really, all just people at the end of the day. But
Eric says it's Colorado and it's not even close.
Okay, so there you go.
Like
I'd have to agree too. It just feels a little more venomous with Colorado.
Right, it's not Ohio State. Mm-hmm. It's not Michigan. It's not Wisconsin.
And it's not like it's got plenty of its old history too. It's not like it's lacking in its history.
See, this is the thing that I'm missing is why Colorado is such a thorn in the paw of Husker fans. Like it was the phrase for Washington versus Dallas is that it's not so much the rivalry, it's that Cowboy fans are irritating. Right, like it.
Think you're close. Yeah, you know,
like they're irritating. Uh-huh. It's okay for you to be good, for the mm-hmm. rival to be good. Like I don't hear Husker fans talking about Oklahoma that way, right? Like,
yeah.
and that was the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that maybe Texas.
The Texas rivalry certainly. That one's just like. It's phased itself out simply for that. It's definitely still there, but I mean, the Big Ten just changed a lot of Nebraska's mindset.
So text line, let's do this. If you will, we'll go to break. Give us the three fan bases that Husker fans would throw corn at. Like if you could just throw corn or whatever the appropriate Husker reaction and response to, mm-hmm. which is, I'm not sure what the appropriate, like, cause I can't imagine Husker fans cursing at other fans.
Yeah, I mean,
probably not the way.
Always in small pockets, absolutely, but widespread. No, I've never really seen nothing too crazy.
What's the proper Husker response to a fan of a team that they really don't like.
Kill them with niceness. You ever play against somebody who's just way better than you? Say you're playing table tennis, and they're going to hit you with, oh, that was a nice serve, nice try. It's just drives you crazy.
Well, that's when you're good. Exactly. When you're good, you can do, like BYU, you know, they literally, when you walk in the stadium, they play this video of, and remember, always nice. And
yeah, that's and they, perfect.
And that when
you're winning.
When they're winning, it's really like.
But when you're losing, you're screaming. I mean, you're just still, screaming to scream. There's no.
When it's
you're
still losing, irritating it when they win. Like, it's still irritating because it's BYU. Mm-hmm. Like, it's BYU. It's like, wait a minute, stop it. But it's more irritating when they're winning. So what is the response? Because I know buildings, like in Philadelphia, they will throw a hot dog at you. They will dip the hot dog in beer, soak it, and then throw it at you. So if you can imagine being hit in the back of the neck with a waterlogged hot dog, like it's, and it's why they fight. It's why there are fights in the stadium. Because if you, and they do that until it's cold enough to do that with slush. So imagine watching your team probably losing to the Eagles or the Giants, and you've bundled up as much as you could, and then a slush ball gets you in the back of the neck and runs down. So I need to know what the appropriate Cornhusker response to a fan they don't like, but I also need to know, who are the three fan bases that Husker fans dislike, the ones that they have to be nicest to because they dislike them the most? And isn't that the fair statement?
Yeah, and we got some good answers too. So as we're going to our break here, everybody that texts in, and we'll get to those on the other side. So don't go anywhere. Old school, just Harrison DP as we wrap up today. We got plenty of segments left. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep it rolling.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.